The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
It's the Share Funny Podcast, featuring the members of the Ace and TJ Show. I always wonder if anybody hears this, and they're like, I doubt it, though. Everybody's like, no. What are these people on this podcast? They probably, I guess that people automatically know it's the Ace and TJ Show.
Sure. Riggins, why are you so desperate to open my umbrella inside?
I thought you were about to do it, too. I was like,
I want to
trick him.
Because you're so against me doing it, and it's so ridiculous because
it is. I know.
You're not a superstitious person anymore.
Right. It's like I used to be so superstitious about so many things. And then I realized one day, because my brother talked me out of it. He said, you know, we're Christians. We don't believe in all that stuff. So why do you let it, these superstitions, affect your life? But there's still a couple of them that I have, that I hang on to. And that's one of them, opening an umbrella in the house. And I know it's just as ridiculous as, you know, not stepping on a crack and breaking your mama's back.
That's right.
So I guess I should, you know, go ahead and give in to that one too. But I still kind of hang on to that one. If I broke a mirror, I'd freak out.
Really?
Still,
really?
I think so.
See, don't say anything about my crystals.
Yeah. What's right. crazier, TJ's unwillingness to open an umbrella inside or Alexis's crystals?
They're about the same.
They are kind of the same.
Yeah.
Both kind of wacky.
Yep.
She's not giving up her crystals. You're not opening the umbrella.
There was another one, too. That I think those may be the only two.
Black cat?
I don't mind that.
Under a ladder? Walking under a ladder?
I don't completely avoid it,
yeah,
but I never do it.
Right. What situation?
Yeah, let me walk under this ladder. If you could walk to the side of it.
I just had to look it up because I thought, I wonder what the origin of that is. And turns out it's because originally the umbrellas had metal spokes.
Yeah.
And children were running into them and getting injured because they were big and open. Mm-hmm. And so they started closing them. And that's how it became a superstition to don't open it because bad things happen.
Oh, I'll tell you another one that I adhere to. Ace does too.
What's that?
And I think you do, Riggins. If somebody hands you a pocket knife, you hand it back to them the same way they handed it to you. If if it was open, then hand it back to them open. If it was closed, when you go to hand it back to them, close it, and then hand it back.
I
do that. Interesting point. I didn't know that was a superstitious thing. Mm-hmm. That's the way my dad taught me to do it. Like, that's just the right way to do it. I didn't know that was a superstition. Is it really?
Bad luck.
People will go,
like, they won't take their knife back if you try to hand it to them in the different way than they gave it to you.
Yeah, I didn't know that's why we do that. My dad taught me that. I thought that was just the way that's the way a man handles his business.
Man handles his business. Yeah.
That's what I've told my son.
Give it back the same way.
Yeah, like I've preached to my son since the day he was born. When you walk into a room, you shake a man's hand, you look him in the eye. You know, that's how men handle their business. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was a superstitious thing.
I gave the same message, but I've always done it like Mr. Miyagi. I always look at I.
Like, what?
All right, Riggins, here.
Oh, wow. Are you going to bite the bullet? Like, really?
Yeah, open it.
He's like, well, it's not that fun anymore.
Did it freak you out, Rob?
He doesn't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Do it.
So, what is it called? It's called? I've only seen it on television.
Inverted umbrella, something like that.
You gonna freak out?
No.
Well, now I'm nervous because I'm like, well, what does that mean? Is that going to mess me up?
No, it's just a superstition.
Now, why are you nervous? Now he's nervous.
He's scared about it.
You're in your head.
Now he's nervous.
I'm extremely nervous now. I don't know that I want to do it. It was more fun when you wouldn't let me do it. I was going to like wrestle it away from him. But now that you don't care, now I'm nervous.
Yeah, just hit the button there. Won't that open it up?
I'm sure it's a big red button. But now I don't know if I want to.
Just do it.
Should I do it? Do you want to do it?
I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, we know. You don't have nothing to live for.
Man, nothing to live for.
I have Khaleesi. Relax.
You've got nothing to live for. You'll do it.
No, I won't do it. No.
Wow.
What's the point? Why tempt?
You don't want to invite, if it is true, you don't want to invite it in?
Yeah.
A bad luck?
Yeah, now I don't even really care because he doesn't care.
Yeah, I know.
It was just
so now you're on the mindset of the crystals as well?
I don't know about crystals, but I get it.
Well, you think some little kids are going to come running in here and get pronged?
Yeah, right. We used to make them with knives inside. Yeah, no, I'm not interested.
I did. I used to have one that had the handle would spin out and be a knife. Yeah.
A knife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was badass. And I forgot it in a restaurant, so I went back to try to find it later, and it was gone. Somebody stole it.
I like that.
But it had like a duck head handle, and you could quickly unscrew it.
What kind of dirt bag would look at that and be like, I need that. You're a shithead.
Well, you're the duckhead.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a conversation piece.
Yeah, whatever.
Stuff gets real.
Leaves things in conversation pieces.
Yeah. I think it might have been the first real umbrella I ever owned. I was brokenhearted when I lost it.
Those the people on the rock show down the hall in the mornings, they'll come in and just throw their umbrella down inside the little foyer area here, because you know they don't believe in God or anything else down there.
Well,
them rock people,
godless.
Okay,
they don't believe in nothing higher than Kurt Cobain.
I'm not quite sure I follow the logic, but okay.
They don't believe in a power higher than Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
but crazy. I always forget. I won't go over there messing with an umbrella opened up in the house.
Yeah. But I respect it.
So. Ace, when do you consider being inside with an umbrella?
I guess when you're actually
here. When you're coming in the building.
When you come through that door there.
The
doors that open up into the actual room there.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've opened.
I do it. I close when I'm coming through that door, and the way the door is set up, there's a little overhang, and then you put your key up there, and it buzzes you in, and then you step into another area that's glass about the size of an elevator.
Right.
And then there are other doors that step into the main area of the building. Once I go to step under the overhang outside where the key card thing is, I close it then.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually
close. Where I'm not even under a roof with an umbrella open.
Yeah, I usually close mine when I step under there because of the convenience of being able to get through the door. That's all. Because I have a big golf umbrella. But I have stepped through that and then reopened it and set it over there in the carpeted area to dry off.
Mm-hmm.
And left it open in the room.
And how's your luck been lately?
Pretty good, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so.
No.
I mean, I haven't won the lottery yet, but.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop opening parasols inside.
Parasols. I love
like
when you
Mary
say that.
Poppins. Yeah. That's what I said. It feels weird.
Don't touch my parasol.
No, I forgot my damn parasol. But I got this for Krimba.
Yeah, it's cool. That's how they should make all umbrellas now.
Yeah.
It's just a better.
But it's not as big as my other umbrella, the regular one that's a golf type.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are monsters.
Our friend.
And I need a big covering.
Huge.
Our friend Gilberto said, I saw this on Unsolved Mysteries. It was in England in the 1940s. There was a guy that died that cursed his chair, that whoever sat on it after he died, they would die too. And everyone that did sit on it started dying in different ways. LOL. I don't believe in any of that, but after seeing that, I would not sit on it.
Yeah. Well, you know what else, Gilberto? Everybody who eats carrots dies.
What?
Yep. Yeah. That's true.
What are you talking about?
Everybody who eats carrots dies.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Never thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Ugh.
Everybody who eats cheeseburgers dies.
I don't like thinking like that.
Yeah. Everybody who has sex dies.
That's somber. Mm-hmm.
And the ones that die during it leave their friends and family a wonderful one-liner for the rest of their lives to be handed down. When they'd say something like, yeah, old Uncle Jerry Wayne, he came and went at the same time. you heard what I said. Said,
That's pretty good. He came and went at the same time.
I'm going to dig that. There are worse ways to go, though, you know?
Yeah.
But what if you died during the relations with somebody who was just like the last choice left at the bar before they turn the lights on, and you're like, you know, you go home with some men or women, yeah. you go home with some male skank or female skank
yeah.
that was just the bottom of the barrel just because you wanted to have sex, and that's the last the last one you're with.
Yeah, I tell you, I'd be
somebody
on there.
You don't even know his or her name, really.
Yeah, there's more than one woman out there that would have died if I had died during sex. They'd have been like, no, no, no.
Damn.
No, not with this guy. I don't want anybody to know I hooked up with this redhead guy.
This redhead guy.
Damn it.
That thing's dangerous.
Oh. Ooh, it'll kill you.
It'll kill you.
It'll like kill you. Like a damn honey badger. Mean. Talking about savage.
There are famous people that have died having sex, right? That's been a story.
Matthew McConaughey's dad and mom were having sex when his dad had a heart attack and died, I think.
Is that right?
I think so. Are you Googling people who died during famous people. Died during sex?
There have been a lot of people who've died at the hands of someone else having sex, like they got shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like somebody walked in, like the husband comes home and.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Okay. I this popped up and said. It's famous people who reportedly died during sexual activity. And like Michael Hutchins is on the list, but he was alone, and that's really not the same thing.
Yeah, he was
David Carradine, the actor.
He was. Well. They were both loving themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was.
And they died?
And choke because they were doing autoerotic asphyxiation. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, you put a belt around your neck, and you're masturbating while you're doing it, and you're choking yourself, and the closer you get to the part,
mm-hmm.
you get tighter, choking yourself, and the intensity of the orgasm is supposed to be unmatched.
So
many people take it too far and end up killing themselves, choking themselves to death, in all essence, hanging themselves.
Yeah.
How do they not know that they're going a little too tight on their neck?
I don't know.
Pushing it to the limit.
What?
Yeah, because it becomes one of those things where you want to see how far you can go. Like, whew, that was the most intense I've ever had. Now, next time, I'm going to tighten it even more because it'll feel even better next time.
That's crazy.
It's a dangerous
freaks.
Game.
Yeah. Well,
here's a few. Pope John XII reportedly died while having an adulterous affair. Now, it does say either from medical complications or the attack of a furious husband.
Or God.
Yeah, that was in 964.
Wow, he died.
John Entwistle.
I was going to say, they didn't even know what autoerotic asphyxiation was back then.
John Entwistle, the bassist of The Who, was found with cocaine in his system and in the company of a stripper at the time of his death in 2002.
Ooh, rock star life.
What about Janie Lane?
No, he just died of alcohol poisoning.
No. Was it here in Charlotte?
No. In California. Errol Flynn Charlotte, was 50 California. Years old when he reported, when he reportedly died in the arms of his teenage girlfriend. The swashbuckling film star died in 1959. Michael Hutchins.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Nelson Rockefeller died in 1979 at the age of 70. The former vice president may have passed in the arms of his mistress, though conspiracy theories abound about a murder.
Steve Jobs' autoerotic asphyxiation, a tight-ass turtleneck.
What's wrong today?
I hate wearing a turtleneck. I feel like I'm like, ugh, get it off, get it off.
He died from his turtleneck.
Turtle.
By his own turtleneck.
Yeah. He always had to take his shirt off to mount it. He'd ended up like Michael Hutchins.
He's Little House on the Prairie?
No, that's Michael Landon.
Michael Landon.
Would never do that. He was the lead singer of NXS.
Okay.
And then Carradine was the Kung Fu Man.
Yeah, he was in Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I remember.
Yeah. And his brother was Lewis in Revenge of the Nerds.
Wow. Lewis is David Carradine's brother?
Yeah.
The main nerd?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Keith Carradine is his name,
oh,
right?
You're kidding. Oh, I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good.
So this is
He was also Hillary Duff's dad on the Disney show. He played Hillary Duff's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Google search has led me to some other interesting stories about people that died during sex. I had forgotten about this one. 2007, the naked bodies of Brent Tyler and Chelsea Tumbleston were discovered on an empty street in Columbia, South Carolina. Their clothes were later found on the roof of a four-story building adjacent to the road. Both had died after falling 50 feet from the downtown Columbia building. They were apparently having sex on the edge of the building and fell over.
Why do those kind of things?
Provocative.
God.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'll stick to the kind of regular kind of situations. And
regular sex.
In 2009, an Atlanta Police Department officer died from atherosclerotic coronary artery disease while engaged in a threesome. His widow sued the doctor and was awarded a $3 million settlement, with the jury finding that the doctor did not properly diagnose and treat the police officer's pre-existing health issues.
Well,
$3 million.
That's fun.
Yeah. 2013, a man and a woman in Zimbabwe were having sexual intercourse outside when they were attacked by a lion. Damn.
Not good at all.
Wow.
She said, what, this one's not good enough?
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
This only makes sense. There was a serious traffic backup at a COVID vaccine site in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, future home of TJ and Jody. So the mayor there called the experts on handling long lines of cars waiting to get something. Who would that be, Alexis, do you think? If you're going to find an expert handling long lines of cars.
Chick-fil-A.
That's right. The manager manager at Chick-fil-A came by and got things going. Actually helped them do a lot better job of getting that line going, keeping it moving.
They would. They're the best.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The absolute best.
It's the
best.
Only place that, I think this holds true for most people, it's the only place that I go that if you pull up and the line is long, you're like, it's not going to be bad.
Yep. Always.
Yeah.
Inside or out. Like, well, it'll be okay. We'll get, and it'll take a minute, but it's not as bad as it looks.
Do you think they go through some type of line education training?
Yeah.
Somebody's an expert. Yeah. Because that's a calling card for them. I mean, that's one of those things mm-hmm. that people know. It'll be totally cool. It's Chick-fil-A. Doesn't even matter that the line is that long.
My daughter's little boyfriend worked at Chick-fil-A all through high school. It was his job working at Chick-fil-A. And so, yeah, he said all kinds of stuff. They had to train and things and that they, everybody knows this, that they say my pleasure when somebody says thank you and all of that stuff. But finally, some good news about COVID. Good news for me personally.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else is going to find this as great as I do. But, you know, people talking about whether or not to get the vaccine and, you know, all of that stuff. But this is a test that is a lot better than the nasal swab test that they've come out. And they're using this in Beijing. The COVID test is that they're using over there can give you more accurate results. And it's a rectal swab.
You're kidding.
Didn't I say from the beginning they will have to start doing rectal tests and all that kind of stuff?
Is it faster or anything? Can they tell right away?
If it were me, I would get in and out faster. If somebody was about to do that to me.
Do you get the results faster? Gross. Why would you do that?
Like, and do they have the drive-through line?
Options.
Yeah.
Like, do they you hang your ass out the window of a car and they come by in the parking lot?
You got to go through twice. So when you drive through and they do it at the passenger side, then you got to swap sides. So you
and what are they swabbing?
The inside of your... Probably just like they do with
that's
the nose.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they're like, is it faster? Is it more accurate? No.
Yeah.
Just another way.
We prefer it this way.
Yeah. We just.
Yeah, what's the point?
And we're all volunteers. We're performing the test. We're all volunteers.
Oh, you wanted a COVID test? Oh, sorry.
You can drive up and hang your ass out the window of the car. And did your parents get their vaccine, their vaccination shot, Riggins, in the car, or did they go out and get in?
Yeah, they pull right into the garages where the race cars sit. You know, they go around the track. They were in line on the track. And then when it's your turn, they've got your name. They put a number on your windshield. And then you file into the garage. Put your arm out, boom, boom, boom. I mean, seconds.
So do they get? They got a notification in the mail or something that said, "Hey, you're eligible."
Atrium, the hospital or healthcare,
yeah,
whatever that is, emailed my mom and said, "Hey, you're of the age to get it. Would you like to do it?" And she said, "Absolutely." And my dad said he would have not gotten it unless my mom really wanted it.
Yeah,
because he says, you know, we don't need it because we're not contributing to the economy. We need to put other people first. But she got it. So therefore, he decided and she wasn't going to drive, so he had to take her anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they both got it. So I'm thrilled. You know, I'm excited. I'm happy for him because I think he makes a good point. My dad makes a good point. He should not be prioritized because he's not contributing to the economy. But like you always say, when somebody's like, "Well, how would you feel if somebody said that about your mom?" You go, "Well, I'd hate it, but it's not my mom." So I don't give a shit about everybody else's parents, but they're my parents. So,
but I'm just saying, you're that scared of the COVID getting on them, that it would hurt them.
Sure, yeah. My mom had
not that old.
No, they're 65, but my mom had pneumonia at the beginning of 2020, and she was out for days. Mm-hmm. My dad wasn't around, so I'm just glad they got it. Keep them healthy. I want to keep them healthy.
Yeah. My mom's coming to live with us for 6 weeks. She'll be here this weekend. And we're going to all get this week the rapid test just to make certain that nothing's wrong. And I need to ask my sister if she's going to get the vaccine. She's 78.
Your sister's 78?
Yeah. My sister's 78. Younger sister. So I'm okay. My mom decided she wanted to get it. I would be all for it.
Definitely.
Like, you're 78. What do you got to lose?
Yeah. Right. I just wouldn't want to be there, you know, while y'all get your rapid results, anal swabs, rectal swabs, before your mom gets here. I don't want to be in on that.
No.
But Jody's dad, he got his, you know, he has been.
Yeah.
Mr. Paranoia COVID since the beginning of it. And he was scheduled to get his shot, the first one, like last week or so. I told y'all that he was in the age category. Right. My mother-in-law hasn't reached that age yet. He's a year older than she is. And then, unlike your dad, Riggins, he's like, I'm not waiting for her. I'm going to get my shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's ready to go. Well, the first time he was supposed to get it was either last week or the week before, and it didn't come in. So he's not what you would call an easygoing person when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He and my wife are a lot alike. If something's supposed to happen, why didn't it happen? What is this? You know, da, 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 da. Everything is organized and everything is done by a list, and, you know, if you lose control of something, then it's a breakdown, that kind of thing. Well, he went to the pharmacy because it came in. They let him know the vaccinations are in. Come get your vaccination. Gets up there. His name's not on the list. And the owner of the pharmacy, or whoever it was, came by and said, oh, look, I know his name is on the list. I saw it was one of the first ones on our list. It may not be on this list because of some sort of a mistake. He's not leaving here without that shot.
Hmm.
And Jody goes, well, I'm sure they did say that. Like, we have dealt with him enough. Get his ass out of here. Yeah. He is driving us all effing crazy.
Get this man the damn shot.
I don't want to look at him again.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
You're not leaving without this shot. I'll be damned.
And the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
They're telling the story like the woman just loves him so much. Yeah. She's just like, oh, we're taking care of him, whatever. And Joe's like, oh, the hell they were.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
I don't want to see him again. I'm tired of listening to him.
Don't give him a reason to call, email, fax, nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then when Jody's going off like that, I want so desperately to say, and they'd be the same way about his daughter.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Jenny's not like that when she's around us, Riggins. I guess she's only that way around her new best friends.
It's Amanda is the problem.
Whatever.
Trying to find out who Riggins had a date with the other night.
My business.
I know. I
Amanda
the
is obsessed
thing.
With me.
I know.
She's obsessed.
She's obsessed with wanting you to be happy.
No, she's not. Like, I don't think she gives a shit.
Look at Ace, how he stands over. He's like, he wants you to be happy.
He's just in my business. And I'm like, it's finally
in my business.
Were they trying to enlist your help too? And trying to.
Well, no, they just ask. Like, no. You know. I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. And it doesn't bother me. And I don't think about it. It's his business. I don't worry about it. Really, I don't.
But if it makes you feel any better, Riggins, Jenny hasn't asked me anything about that.
Good.
Of course, she doesn't talk to me anymore. She's always with Ace and Amanda.
So, she's on the
friend
outs.
Stealers.
Are you on the outs? Yeah.
No, I didn't think so, but obviously.
Clearly not.
We're not fun anymore.
Well, you won't have to worry about me trying to befriend her because I don't want anything to do with her. Scary ass. I don't like that.
So they were just trying to figure out who that was.
I don't know. I was
one
drunk.
Girl that you've been out with. Twice? Is it twice?
Oh,
now,
they text you,
know?
You? No, Ace did.
Oh, Ace.
I text
about being with them. I'm like, I don't know what's going on over there, but I didn't even
because I was just trying to make them be quiet, and so I was trying to enjoy my beer at the bar.
Yeah. So like these
and
two
like,
women.
Text him and ask. And I'm like, I'm not. And oh, okay. I'll text him. He's gonna say. Ha ha, no, and not respond or something like that.
Or not respond.
And he did exactly what
Which
I told
I did.
Him.
Yeah. It sounds like you're having a great time. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not asking him any more questions. I'm texting him one time.
It's like guys hearing women like gossip and stuff. Like I sympathize with him. I was like, he's probably sitting there. There's these two women are just like gossiping about things. And then they try to get you. Like, it's my personal hell. Like, that's what it would be. To have to sit around. And listen to two women just gossiping about whatever, I would die. It would literally kill me. I would die.
Like a damn Instagram detective.
Yeah.
Like, scrolling through like, well, now this one, has he liked anything of her? You know, I'm like, what?
Yeah, like going through.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They treat it like a game. It's like they're just playing a little game to see if they're right.
I mean, you could also take it as, you know, like you're just that. Interesting.
Absolutely. And that's exactly
you know what
it
I mean?
Is. Because when you don't give people
exactly.
enough, they'll
the
try
mystery.
To get it.
Yeah. Elusive. Ooh.
Try to be.
Riggins.
I want to be invisible.
Elusive.
I want to be invisible. I always have.
You've always wanted to be invisible?
100%.
Would that be your superpower if you could be invisible?
All of a sudden, I'm going to be invisible now.
Wasn't invisibility always yours, TJ? So you could go in the women's showers?
Yeah. But, Riggins, I won't call you and bug you anymore while we're all together. I didn't know it bothered you like that. But I don't ask you stuff about girls and all that. I just ask you to settle, you know, questions and all.
Oh, about...
Yeah, when we're with Michael and Jenny and all. And since that's... You know, now their thing. I'll find something else.
You gotta find a new game.
Yeah. Oh, new friends.
What was that?
Gotta be on the lookout for some new friends.
At least he texts y'all back. I get a text message one out of three, baby. I'll get an answer on the weekend.
From who?
From if I text you.
Oh, from me?
Yeah, one out of three times you might answer.
Well, it's really a numbers game with you. You text a lot. So if I give you one of three, it's more like 5 out of 20. So I think I'm doing pretty good.
You got to kind of let it roll through a little bit, see how many they're going to be. Then, okay,
and I wait till like very, like something that I'm like, okay, I have to text them about this.
What have I not responded to?
I don't know. Something one time. I think it was like an animal thing, though. I don't remember.
But to be fair, I never text Riggins unless it's for work. I never bother Riggins unless I need help with something for work or need to know about something for work.
My stuff is usually not important.
It's never important.
And define stuff. Yeah.
Just like, you know, like a picture about animals or something about a show I'm watching.
I like all the content.
Yeah. Mm,
good stuff.
Is it racially charged?
Extremely.
Just feels no need to respond.
Very.
But I get it because I'm the same. Like, I barely text back. It's like I look at it and I'm like, okay, I'll text back in a second. And then I forget. And then I remember. But then I'm like, I'll just say I forgot.
somebody wished me a happy new year, and it's like somebody that's kind of close to me, and I never responded. I was like, just yesterday, I was like, I need to respond to that. It's now the 25th, I think, of the month. I got to get back to that happy new year thing, because I feel like a real dick for not responding.
Have you done it yet?
No, but it's today. I'm doing it today.
It's on your list for today.
It's on my list. It's a rainy day. It's perfect.
I'll get it was that. A Sunday afternoon. You have your phone in your hand. You're like, I've got to respond to that.
Oh, my list on
not
Sunday.
Not right now.
My list was growing yesterday. Boy, did I have a lot of stuff to do that I had been putting off for a while. Responded to wedding invitations, cutting checks. I had a whole list of stuff.
Sheesh, on a Sunday?
Yeah. Cross that off.
Yeah. I had a lot to do yesterday, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Ate breakfast. Then rested.
Rested.
Then ate went and ate Mexican Linner. A taste of old Mexico. Then I came home and rested.
That's what you're supposed to do on a Sunday. Rest.
Then I had to go eat just a little something before I went to bed because I didn't want to wake up in the middle of the night hungry.
Right, sure, of course.
Worse.
And I knew I had to be fasting today because I got blood tests. And so I just went and ate a couple of flour tortillas out the bag. Oh, just plain.
Plain tortillas?
Yeah. Well, I was already in a Mexican state of mind, you know. doing that hat dance.
I was already wearing the sombrero with the chips and queso in it.
Right. Watching ball games, eating chips and queso off the top of my head the whole time.
I'm wearing my hat, my chip hat.
Oh, we went to this go-kart racing place Saturday, and it has axe throwing and an arcade and some kind of a VR room, you know, bullshit kind of thing. And we walked up, and we went around to where the axe throwing was, and somebody said about my son, oh, that is a badass haircut right there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that mullet right now that he has, it looks like a work of art. I mean, it's shaved down on the sides now, and it's just his hair's curly anyway, so he didn't even have to get a perm in it the way Daddy did when I had one. And I started to say, well, you know, look around. Look at the kind of place we're in. Of course they're going to love the mullet.
Yeah.
It's a racing place.
Yeah.
They have racing.
If you smell gasoline.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Burning tires. Burning rubber. They're going to love it. You're in good.
You're burning rubber and throwing hatchets, man.
Come on.
It's a vibe.
Those are your people.
I think some people call him mullet at work. He works, you know, for Ace's friend Jenny. And her gym, Jet Fitness. And I think some of them call it mullet.
It's spectacular. It's a quality mullet. It's amazing.
I thought you meant having Jenny as your best friend. Huh? I thought that part was fantastic.
How's Jody feel about the mullet? Does she like it?
She likes it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She does.
But she married one.
True. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
She married a mullet.
Yeah, that is odd.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, she did marry a mullet.
She digs them.
Yeah.
So next time she gets all high and mighty, it's like, relax. You did marry a mullet.
Oh, I've said that before.
Yeah, calm down.
You should have seen the guy you married. I know the guy you married.
A little snotty.
Right.
A woman that married a guy with a mullet. Yeah.
You need a spring designer bag.
Okay. You had a mullet at your wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It was badass, too.
Did you put anything in it? Would you put any, like, product in your
mullet? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Permed in the back.
What kind of product do you use on that?
I would put gel in it and then dry it, like with a brush on the top. Make it look like Don Johnson in the front and on the top. And Billy Ray Cyrus in the back.
How long would it take you to do your hair when you had that?
15 minutes, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
Gel. Mm. You just don't see as much gel. Not like when you go to men's hair care. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of stuff already, but we always wore gel growing up. And now there's like two different kinds of gel, but it's mostly pomade and wax. Yeah. And
right. And I can't use any of that because it's greasy.
Yeah.
The gel that I use is like super glue.
And it would, it looks dry.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't use any of that greasy stuff.
Here you go, Alexis. I found a picture of TJ at his wedding.
Oh, my God. Look at you. Little cuties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little cuties.
Yeah, Jody looks about the same. She just doesn't have them big ones. She's got that.
I used to wear so much gel when I was in middle school and high school that my curls were like crunchy ramen noodles. That's how they look. Like my hair, you couldn't even touch it because it was so hard.
Yeah.
It was not a look. I look back at those pictures and I cringe.
Oh, it was a look. It was a bad look.
It was the worst look ever.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of gel. We wore a lot of gel.
Yeah. I loved it.
But the thing is, at the time, that was something cool to do.
That's the only kind of,
that was the style.
Like a wet look.
The wet look, yeah. Ugh, I hate it.
Styles change, things change.
And now you go and you buy like pomade or whatever, and it's $15 or whatever it is. It's crazy.
Oh, I have like 20 products.
That's insane.
I know. I just take turns using different things. I'm like, okay, what's going to work? This going to work or this going to work? Oof. That's a lot. I have a friend who, he was like my middle school boyfriend, puppy love, and we're still friends, and he's always like, can you just do the curly wet look just one time for me? Just send me a picture just for old time's sake.
Throwback.
I'm like, never.
Yeah. Everything looked wet.
But I would blow dry the gel into my hair. Like, I didn't leave it where it would get sticky and, I mean, not sticky, but hard and crackly and all that.
You put it in.
I used it as a styling tool. And I would blow dry it and flip the brush around to make it full on top. And then the back just did what it do.
No problem.
Just did what it do.
No hairspray?
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much back then. But the back, I would put gel in it too and then just let it dry. And then once it dried and was crunchy, I just run my hands through it and loosen it up. I had a texturized perm, meaning that it wasn't curly. It was on the big rods. Big rods. Big rod.
It's a big rod.
Oh, man, it was so good. Oh, these! I'm getting texts like crazy. It's Adam. Need that right now. Well, it's him and Grin Kids director. Oh, I don't know why they put us on that. We trying to do a show.
Damn.
I'm trying to picture you with a mohawk. I mean, not a mohawk. What is it called?
Mullet.
A mullet.
Who's talking to Riggins?
Yeah.
I could do it.
Yeah, he'd look great in it. He got really good ass hair.
Yeah, you do have really good hair.
It wouldn't be too far from what you look like right now at this moment because you have the hat on. Because you have your hair tucked behind your ear with a hat on. So, and you look great like that. Looks fine.
Tell you what you look like.
Tell me what you look like.
Do it.
What do you look like?
Get him. No, I know what you're saying. It's longer in the back because I got a hat on.
But you do have very like luxurious hair.
Oh, thanks.
It's straight though, right? It doesn't have any curl in it?
No.
None. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. Like behind the ear. It'll curl. Once it gets longer, it'll curl.
Yeah, I wonder what it would be like if you let it grow.
Yeah, I used to have
it really long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how would you wear it? Would you put it up? Did you wear a man bun?
No. At home, I did.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't control it, but I'd never wear a man bun out.
Did
out of
you
my
wear a ponytail?
No.
Oh, just down all the time?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. When you first showed up as an intern, it was all long,
it was
wasn't
long,
it?
Yeah. In college.
But
couldn't afford a haircut.
But you got it. It ended up longer.
Yeah. This last time I grew it out, it was way longer.
His backpack caught it one time and ripped some of it out of his head, and he cried.
I don't know that I cried. It brought tears to my eyes. I don't know that a tear fell. Well, maybe it did. I was getting my car fixed, and I had my backpack on in like a packed waiting room at the Toyota dealership. And, yeah, I don't know how it happened, but I, like, threw my backpack down, and it got caught, and it ripped. I look like I got scalped.
Oh.
And now everybody's watching, and I'm, like, pulling this basically like a ponytail worth of hair, and everybody was just like,
he just got in a girl fight.
Yeah. And I like did everything I could because now everybody's watching me, and I've just went,
I know that hurt. I know that hurt.
It just ripped it right out of my head. I couldn't, you know, I mean, I don't know from where exactly, but it was back of my head. Yeah, big chunk.
And you actually made a sound?
Yeah, it was like, because it was so shocking. It's just imagine somebody just like ripping out a big chunk of your hair real in an instant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you were bawling.
I don't know.
you said bawling and squalling. That's what
balling
you said.
And squalling.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Alexis, your house guest is gone.
She is. I dropped her off at the airport yesterday morning.
And she lives in Maryland, you said? Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So did she listen to you on the radio while she was here?
No, she was asleep.
She
didn't get
asleep,
up. She was asleep.
I think she's woke up.
But she's asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, she, Friday morning, she texted me. The only thing she texted me was, hey, can I go sleep on your bed? So she was not listening to the radio.
So where was she asleep?
In my living room. I have like a sectional couch.
Hmm.
Fancy. Did you tell her yes or no?
Did I tell her yes or no for what?
To sleep in the bed.
Oh, I said, of course.
Oh, okay.
So you have one bedroom?
One bedroom, yeah.
Okay. And then she slept on the couch. And is the couch not comfortable? Why does she want to go get into bed?
It's comfortable. I mean, I fall asleep there all the time.
Man, she must not know what all's happened on that.
Oh.
Stop. That bed. My sheets are clean. I've been behaving lately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's always kind of refreshing when you've had a lengthy visit from someone and then you go back in and you've got your whole place to yourself again, you know.
I couldn't even wait. My mom called me right after and she was like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, I'm good. I'm about to clean my whole house. I have the music playing. I'm good.
Disco lights flashing.
Disco lights flashing. Get this energy back to Lex energy.
So
you know, because someone stays at your house, their energy lingers, and you need to get it out.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect, you know, your...
Oh, wait, I said yeah. Like, like I agree with it. I mean, yeah, like I'm listening.
It's true.
You gotta get
you know.
Their energy out of there. So will you open the windows? How
you
do you get
windows,
it out?
You burn clean, sage? Burn sage, everything. I cleaned everything.
Did she have some bad energy?
No, but it's just someone else's energy in your, you know, little area, living space. So you need to get it back, back to normal.
What's your sage bill a month?
Yeah.
How much does sage cost?
It's not that expensive.
So where do you get it?
I get my sage off of this little store that's out in NoDa, the arts district here in Charlotte.
Mm.
You know.
Oh, I'm very familiar.
And I'll get like two at a time. And I mean, I won't burn the whole thing. So I'll just burn some and then put it out and then burn some, put it out.
What does it smell like?
Weed.
You like some weird, cheap weed.
Smell like weed.
All right. So then after you burn the sage, you have to light candles or something to bring a quality smell, a good smell back into the home?
Yeah. I always have candles lit though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's lit in her apartment. So you got to get your cousin's energy out just because it's not your energy. It's not bad necessarily, but it's just not your energy.
Yeah.
So was it a crystal thing? You have to get the crystals out?
No, the crystals have been up in where I usually keep them. I haven't really used them much lately.
Okay, so
they're fine.
So you go in and clean everything?
Clean everything.
Like sanitize everything?
Clean everything, laundry, all of the, you know, sheets that she used, pillowcases, towels.
Yeah.
All that. Clean the dishes. Just get everything back to where it needs to be.
And how long was she there?
She came on Thursday and she left yesterday.
Okay. So that's not too long.
It's not, but it's
still enough to leave somebody's energy.
Exactly.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
So do you do that when you check in a hotel?
No.
You get the last guest's energy out of there?
No, because that's not where I'm going to live permanently, so it's fine. Okay. I can deal with it for a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, get the energy out, but also get out the leftover. I'm more concerned about that.
Right. Yeah.
I need to get Jody's energy out of my house. Right. That's what I need to do. Yeah. The energy exterminators out there.
That's what I should start a business. Go to people's houses and help them get their energy out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stupid people out there.
That would fall for that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of reset the energy in their home.
Yeah, you fall for it.
Yeah,
I don't pay nobody to do it, though. I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that expensive, so.
And do you have to say some kind of words over it or something?
I don't do all that. I feel like at that point I might be getting into some witchcraft. Oh.
Is there certain music that you play while you do it?
No.
Do you prefer like slower tempo music or what?
I'm usually
like
playing
like Enigma.
I'm playing usually some trap music, some trap rap. When I was younger, my mom went through a phase where she was obsessed with everything Native American, and she used to buy the CDs that had the chanting and the flutes and all of that, and we would listen to that for hours and hours on end.
Yeah, that's what we were just singing. It was actually a hit song.
Like
it was a hit song. It's called Return to Innocence.
Yeah.
By Enigma. Enigma.
Enigma.
I remember it from an infomercial. Yeah. It was on a mix CD of some other weird shit like that.
Oh, we can't play music.
Yeah, I can play it on my computer. I can find it on YouTube. I can play it on my computer.
But we can't play it over the... It can't hit the air of the podcast, right?
Enigma.
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 Here's your plug.
Are you going to play it in her head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
Yeah.
Are there words to it? Or is it just that the whole time?
Oh, that's peaceful. Mm-hmm. I'm instantly at peace.
Y'all skip ahead a little bit.
Now.
Pretty smooth beat.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Just imagine some a giant fistful of sage.
Yeah.
A handful of crystals.
It's a vibe.
Running through your apartment like a track star.
Mm-hmm.
Running through the apartment like a track star.
Smudging everything.
Smudging everything. She did make me realize that I am definitely in my 30s and I cannot hang anymore. She's in her early 20s and I just couldn't do it. I just wanted to take a nap the whole time and I was so upset about that.
So did she... Did you bore her?
No, I mean, she said she had a good time. I made sure to take her out. We went out to eat a lot of places. She wanted to sightsee, so I drove her through the middle of the city.
Yeah, because
there's nothing to do.
Nothing to get out and do.
Exactly. So I have tons of leftovers in my fridge that I need to eat. And, heard all about her, just her drama with friends and boys and all that. It was great.
Does she look like you?
No. She looks more like my dad than I do, which is weird.
Oh, really?
It's so weird to me, yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And her mom and my mom used to be, like, really good friends when my mom was dating my dad. And they used to have, like, this choreographed dance to Push It by Salt and Pepper. And they were just, like, the same age. So they were teenagers at the same time. And that's really cool to see because we were on FaceTime with my aunt. And they were talking about my dad. And I kept telling my mom, yeah, you're baby daddy.
You know?
You know your baby daddy.
I'm wondering how funny it would be if I had it set up so Jody came in the house one day and walked in on Alexis burning sage all over the house. And do it. And TJ told me to get rid of the energy.
Jody cannot stand crazy smells.
Like, really?
Very sensitive about smells.
Do you guys have candles or you have to have specific scents?
Yeah, we have candles, yeah, but I mean, somebody could pass gas across the street and she'd be like,
somebody's got gas.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.